I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Horse Cavalry Detachment Demonstration and Field Cooking Competition. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dakota Evans, a saddle maker and riding instructor, serving with the Horse Cavalry Detachment, sharing his experiences during an obstacle course at Fort Cavazos, Texas.
The heritage and the history was the biggest thing for me. And also, I'm kind of a country boy, so being a part of something that I kind of grew up around was important to me. And I think there's a lot of knowledge and a wealth of knowledge to be able to learn something like this, especially in the military. Today, you know, we've got tanks, we've got helicopters, all those things, but the horses are what started it all for the cavalry. You know, being so old through the military, I think it's important to keep that alive.
Members of the 581st Quartermaster Company 2nd Infantry Division Sustainment Brigade took first place in the cooking competition at the U.S. Army's Pacific Command's 57th Annual Philip A. Connolly Award Competition, and will go on to compete in the Department of the Army's competition early next year. Here is Sergeant First Class John Densham, the 581st Quartermaster Company non-commissioned officer in charge, speaking about the 581st and their winning.
For the 581st Philip A. Connolly team, so we first competed on this installation for division, and then we most recently won the USARPAC level, and now we're going to move on to compete at the Department of the Army level, so the largest level.
For more information, visit divishub.net, and for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.